Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
How are you, man? Well, it is finally 4 o'clock, and that means one thing. The Upset Picks Challenge is open for all of you Tolos out there who have gotten them in early. You lost 20 points. We're kidding. That's not true. However, it's not 4 o'clock until the clock says 4 o'clock. It's finally 4 o'clock, and 3, 2, 1, go. The Upset Picks Challenge is finally open. 844-326-3663. For all of you Tolos out there who have gotten it in early today, doesn't count. You got to send it in now. It's open until the end of the show. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. We're live right now at Ingles Markets, 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. The one, the only, Melissa Level joining us. Melissa, how are you? You came in right in the nick of time. And the segment's over just like that.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with a flaming spear.
Yeah, where's your spear? Where's your spear? There's no possible way we can talk Florida State football for 20 straight minutes, yeah, right? No,
I could, but I mean,
are you sure?
I have the spirit embroidered in my underwear.
I love it. I love it. How high are you right now on Florida State?
Oh, well, you know what? It's funny you say that because I should be this totally ecstatic. I am so waiting for the ball to drop.
Oh, no. You hurt you too many times.
That happens
New
Year's.
I'm just so waiting.
January 1st, it'll drop.
Yeah, I know. Well, up in North Carolina, they drop a possum instead, but that's okay.
Melissa, how hard did you laugh when South Florida upset the Gators? How great was that?
That
huh?
was wonderful. That was really good. I have a lot of people all over the country that are Florida fans that it bet gets me. Like, oh, it was so good to see. You know, I went to USF for my master's, so I'm also alumni of USF.
How about that? You really went twice.
I won twice, yeah, but that was really unexpected. They play at Raymond James Stadium, too, which is kind of cool. It's just, I would think it's cool for a college team, but they're building a new stadium now.
On-campus stadiums are the best.
Yeah, I think they have to be. Yeah, you know, you have so many other things going on there. You can have graduation there and all that stuff, and it's just like it's part of the whole environment. If you have to get up and drive someplace, you don't have the same student fan experience, I don't think, that you would have on an on-campus stadium.
Sure.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Speaking of experience, I mean, like, here's what I want to know from you being a Florida State fan. I know we have a few Florida State Tolos out there in the audience.
Yay!
A few.
I love all of you. Thank you very
Let
much.
Me ask you this. All seriousness.
$20 off your next thing.
That's right.
That's right. Melissa, a couple of years ago with Jordan Travis, Florida State reached an all-time high. We know how good they were that year, right? We know that in the past, Florida State's had really good teams. Throughout the course, going all the way back to the Bobby Bowden days, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimbo Fisher.
Do you feel anywhere remotely close as a Florida State fan after this start as you did, let's say, a couple of years ago when they were undefeated, or even before that with Jimbo Fisher and all the great success that Florida State has? Where would you measure your fan high right now compared to fan highs of the past?
I think 2023. When we beat LSU,
okay,
and then we went undefeated in the season. I feel that's possible.
Okay, so okay. you're that high?
I'm that, but I'm also, the other hand is going, like, it's like there's like a devil and an angel on each shoulder, and the devil's going, hey, no way, no way. Castellano's got to go down with a leg fracture. You know?
Isn't it amazing, though, how fast?
Disney's going to make it so you can't ever make the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. Isn't it crazy, though, how fast, like, the opinions on coaches can change? Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, you were like that close to pulling the plug on
I
Mike
said
Norvell.
He had 5 games.
Is all forgiven, or are you still?
He still has 5 games.
Oh my gosh.
He's okay. Still being tough.
Okay, yeah. He's got 3 more to go.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I see great progress. I have some great new coaches on the O-line and on offensive and defensive coaches and some good names coming back. And, you know, but he has something to prove.
But put it through this lens. Sam Pittman has struggled at Arkansas the past couple seasons. Mm-hmm. This year, he seems to have a really good quarterback. They're sitting at 2-0, and who knows where this Arkansas team is. Does that mean, like, are we going to have to readjust kind of what is a fireable level of performance, or do you think it's still just going to be as breakneck as ever?
I think it's going to be breakneck as ever, but I will tell you, it's all a matter of the dollars, I think, too, and the commitment and the recruiting and how they're able to manage those NIL funds. So I think that's a lot of schools that you wouldn't imagine have some incredible alumni put money into these things that might be doing something. See, before this year, you couldn't have it. It had to be separate from the university. Mm-hmm. Now that university budget can handle those NIL funds. And I think that's – you're going to see some places that you wouldn't think, well, Arkansas's got a big, big, historically huge fan base.
Right.
And influential base like a Clemson.
Yeah. Was, no farther than Oklahoma State.
That's right.
Mike Gundy was building in those excuses that, hey, Oregon's got way more money than we do.
Exactly.
And then obviously they got blown – out.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I just think that Mike Norvell gave up the ghost for us last year. Mm-hmm. I think it was his responsibility to pull us out of that disaster.
Yeah.
Okay? I think that he went into a hibernation, didn't put his heart and soul into it, and we had a disastrous season because of it.
Let me ask you this question from a college
starts
football.
Starts from the top.
It does. It does. From a college football fan perspective, I want to see if you feel the same way I do when it comes to, like, historical programs with historical success and that great tradition, like Florida State's, like Bama's, you know, the USC's, the Texas of the world's that have this great tradition.
Right.
That have been good and then have put together dynasties. It does feel like in this new modern era that the dynasties are no more.
Yeah, I agree.
That pains me as a fan. I know the first thing everybody does as a fan is
I love the parody in it.
Well, see,
I think it's nice to have that, don't you?
I agree with you, but here's the thing about it. I agree with you on the parody. I like the parody. However, we all, like people my age, grew up in the era of college football where you had these dynasties, the Southern Cals, the Alabamas, right? Mm-hmm. And they were kind of a fabric, a DNA of college football in a way. I think I will miss them at some point.
You know, but the reason I say I really like the being able to say we don't have that dynasty making all the time now is because at any given Saturday, you have a chance.
You do have a chance.
Okay? And as a fan, you have a chance to feel that high.
Sure.
Right? You know, that $50,000 fine for storming the field, worth every penny. Okay, worth every penny. All I was saying, though, having been on the field as a cheerleader, please don't injure any of our players. Please don't run over players. Please don't break a leg. Please don't do anything. But, I mean, I thought it was terrific that the father of the young man that was shot, got to break the rock at the end of the game, which I thought was really terrific. I think that Norvell needed this win just as much as everybody else did. And I think he's fired up now, too. But I the reason I say he's 5 games, can he keep it up?
Yeah.
So let's turn this around here. Make you look at things from the enemy's perspective here. Mm-hmm. From a team that you played and you beat in week number one. Do you think Alabama fans are being too tough on Kalen DeBoer? Because we know he can coach.
Right.
He was excellent at Washington. He was excellent at everywhere he'd been before that. Maybe it's that adjustment period, learning the SEC.
Right.
I know Alabama fans came after him pretty hard for losing to lowly Florida State. But,
yeah, and I hate to think that somebody would lose their job for losing to Florida State, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's how far we've dropped in the opinion of the football fan base, right? But I have to tell you, no, I don't think that we should be hard on him right now yet. Mm. He is that, and I'll tell you, they're fast. They were good. It was they gave up. They gave up. I would say probably about third quarter.
So you
they didn't expect us.
I want to make sure I heard you're right on that. Right. You just said that you don't think we should be hard on DeBoer yet?
I don't think you should be that hard on him yet.
Okay? Really?
I think you should hold his feet to the fire. He needs to win. But look, Florida State beat, you know, North Texas A&T, okay, and Alabama. We've got big fish to fry.
Sure.
Right? Okay? And so that's why I'm not going to sit here and say, it's going to be a great season and we're going to have the same. I love the feeling we're in right now. Love it.
I want to read you this stat. Since 2007, in games where Alabama was favored by at least 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So 14-point
favorite. We were.
Favorite.
That was it, actually.
Right.
Wasn't it 14? Yeah.
So since 07, in games where Bama was favored by 14 or more, Nick Saban was 131-2.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning when he was a big favorite, he very rarely won.
Mm-hmm.
Kalen DeBoer's start in games where Alabama was favored by 14 points, he's 4-4. So he's 500. That's just not good.
So he's living on the name of the dynasty. See, once again, okay, he's living on the past.
This is what he is.
Past,
have
right?
you seen this?
He's
the Kalen DeBoer is the new Cracker Barrel logo. Nick Saban's the old one.
You know, and you know, I have to tell you, I thought Saban handled that with so much respect too on game day. I thought that was really good. But I'm just not there with. I want them to win every single game. I want Florida State to win every single game, and I want them to win it by – I mean, the 74 points was the largest point difference
sure.
in the Florida State history. 80 points is the largest point win, right, ever.
Yeah.
We didn't get that, but 77 was close to it. You know, I'm sitting there on the TV, why'd you let him score? Why'd you let him score? Why'd you let him do that?
Melissa, I made you sort of play the part of soothing the enemy fan base. Now I'm going to put you in another tight spot, okay? I'm going to make you pick from amongst your babies, okay?
Right, okay.
What is the single best Ingles store in its portfolio, and you can't say this one?
Okay.
You can't say the one we're in right now, which is 8650 Asheville Highway.
Of all of them or just in South Carolina?
Okay, locally here.
Upstate.
Upstate, yeah.
Okay. Our brand new, soon-to-be-remodeled opening store in Boiling Springs.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Is it still in progress?
No.
Or is it done?
It's almost done. The floors are beautiful, aren't they?
The floors are beautiful.
Have you been to the burrito bar?
I've ate it like four times. Hey, in fact, Saturday morning scramble this Saturday
is at that location.
I
can't wait to go there. I know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are there plans to do that to other stores? Because Cole keeps talking about it and gushing on it.
Yes.
Can you reveal
all
any
of them that are in this in the upstate area are going to be remodeled. This one was our first, and it's a prototype for our remodel. Okay.
Yep.
It's even bigger and better than our store, number 73, which is over in near Pickens.
But that's right. She doesn't think by addresses. Yeah, she thinks by store number.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. But I mean, this one is just incredible. Everything is state of the art. You have beautiful things. You have meals to go. You have the hot bar. You have the burrito bar. Wonderful things coming. Great environment. Beautiful casing on everything. Just absolutely all sorts of. So much easier with everything being one side. I don't know how you feel about that, Cole, but everything on one side. When you
so
shop, great.
Amazing.
You know, all this room, bigger expanded cafe, bigger expanded
and
Starbucks.
Let me tell you this. Yesterday at lunch, I ate the burrito, the bowl, and there were so many people eating lunch in there. It felt like I was in a restaurant.
Yeah, getting it to be that. See, when we have that same format up in North Carolina, that's exactly the same. We have
a packed
lunch crowd, and I hope to bring back. We stopped it for a while during COVID, but I hope to bring back the steak night. I don't know if you remember that. It was Friday night with steak night.
No way.
6 and 8, 2 could eat for $22.
Oh, my god!
And
gosh.
You ate in real silverware and everything, and always that was really nice.
Serve
steak
it, though. Where do they serve it at?
They grill it and fix it at cook to order right in our cafe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
I hope we're doing that. You know, send in emails, letters.
Do you need me to cook the steaks? I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do
I
it.
Bet you're good
when
at it.
When football season's over, I'll do it. I'm here.
Well,
2 hours, I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah, and it's really great. We put out, you know, we have a real table. We have music, guitar player or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know, people come in, you can get it to go, but most people like to kind of gather, and it's like a little Friday night gathering place. So
I love it.
Hopefully we'll bring that back. It was something that I think now this store can support.
That's unbelievable, mm-hmm.
Melissa.
That's awesome.
Can we get your thoughts on Arch Manning, the Arch Manning experiment, as some people might call it?
Ooh.
I mean, it kind of feels like it has echoes of the DJ Uiagalelei situation, where he was hyped as the next coming of whoever.
Yeah.
He was going to win so many national championships. He was going to go off and be Super Bowl champion, and then just
living off the
so
dynasty again, right?
Right.
Let me see. I think first of all, he's injury prone.
Yep.
Okay.
They say he's not injured. Steve Sarkisian, I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah.
He said, well, where are you getting your information? Who said he's hurt? I don't record the sounds you make in the bathroom and make assertions off of that.
You can tell.
Yeah. He's hurt. He's wincing as he throws.
Yeah. And so, but the other thing is, too, is I don't really think his heart's in it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I think he was destined by family to do what this is. And this may not be what he wants to do.
Here's that audio, by the way. Have you heard this?
No.
This is the audio that Diesel was referencing from Steve Sarkisian.
Oh, yeah.
This was yesterday. 1 second. You know, you've got to deal with the 19 mute button.
Arch Davis seems to be having some throwing pains by the
according to
quarter.
Who?
Arch said that to you? No. Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who?
Arch
said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was.
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why he was? It looked like that.
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom. So
oh, for God's sake. What does that compare to?
What does that have to do with it?
But you're welcome to. I do have some unusual noises.
I mean, that is so weird.
But I don't usually tend to wince.
I mean, if we can live stream and make some money off of it, why not?
But I think, do you think that maybe he's been destined for this his whole life, never really given the chance, and maybe feeling a little bit of the pressure of not being able to live it up?
Kind of like football is the family business, but his heart's not really, really in it.
His heart may be in it, but he may feel like he can't really compete.
Wow.
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 Live up to the dream, right?
It's a bold take.
Know.
You know, I don't hate it. I'll tell you this, what I noticed. I noticed maybe that he just doesn't have that, like, dog.
Fire.
That fire.
That fire.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Exactly what you don't have.
All the talent, none of the grit.
Right. He's a wonderful young man. I've spoken to him several times. He's a great guy. His family's terrific. He's had the best of the best in training.
Sure.
The best of the best in marketing.
Yeah.
He can benefit from that, having the ability to do it. He's been put in the absolute best position he could be in to make it happen. I just don't know if he believes in his heart that he can do it.
It's a good point. I mean, it's a good point. We'll see, right?
Still, I mean, a lot when you live in people's shadows all your life, it's very hard to get out of them.
Sure.
Right?
No doubt.
You know? And sometimes you just have to go a different way.
No doubt. I'm with you.
It's like riding somebody's coattails. Maybe those coattails have wheels on them. That's what's helped him.
Oh, you can't even doubt that that was one of the reasons where he is and why he is where he is. But on the other hand, you know, he probably has a lot of ability. And he's probably had some very good personal training and everything else. I just want him to believe it. If he's going to do it, he needs to go in all in. He has to have that fire. Peyton Manning had fire.
No, I'm with you. It does.
Even
it
Eli
does
didn't
matter.
Have that same fire that Peyton.
Right. It does matter.
And Arch Manning certainly has.
Well, Eli always looked like he was about to cry.
I know.
And, you know, situation matters so much, too.
Right.
Like, Texas is great, but situation matters. And maybe here's a crazy one. Maybe he's not in the right situation.
Right. I think he's in the best place he could be for recognition.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He'll make a lot of money even if he doesn't win a lot of games.
But I don't think it's the best place for winning.
It's a good point.
Right.
Maybe he should
have a team around you.
Maybe he
should
have went to Tallahassee.
No, I love who we have. I love who I have.
Castellanos.
I think he is awesome.
So you take him over Arch?
Yes, and I
Whoa!
Think. Did you see what Whoa. He did to the fans when the Alabama fans were shooting the bird at us and everything? And he went to the to our fans and slapped his chest and got him to do this chant and got him to go over. He was perfectly in class. He never said anything rude to the others. He just brought our fans up to the level. The guy's got a lot of class. I thought he railed in his mouth too much, but now I'm thinking.
He backed it up. Yeah,
backed up. I think he understands it, and he put his money where his mouth is.
Melissa, yep. It's time. We need
Here we
your
go.
Week number three upset pick. Have you had a chance to decide on one?
I haven't, but I think if Florida's playing, I think they'll lose. That's going to be my upset pick.
Florida is the underdog right at LSU.
So that's not an upset special then.
Correct. We'll give you some time.
Yeah, it's okay. You're going to be hanging out. You can pick it behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll do
that's right.
Too.
And we'll send it out over here.
Yep, I just want to say Florida will lose.
Florida's at LSU, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be a big deal.
That's tough.
You're not going to pick them to upset LSU.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, no.
Okay. You sure? Wait a minute. You sure about that?
No, I'm positive.
We can't even get you to consider taking Florida.
I'm positive.
No.
Well, the upset picks are rolling in fast
that's
and furious. We got you. Let's see. Kane, Bibleman, John Corley, JB, all the way through Boomer Bill. We got you. We're going to keep taking them throughout
Let's
the show.
Let's go.
And Melissa, of
Thank
course,
you.
It's always a blast to have
you on. I love
you
being on with you guys. Hi, Tolos.
Yeah. Let's go.
Go, Noles.
That's right. We appreciate
when
you, as always.
When we come back, let's talk to the broadcast and media relations manager of the playoff game winning Hub City Spartanburgers, Ian Unsworth, going to join us next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So I know, Tolos, at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, you're used to us going full bore headfirst into the Upset Picks Challenge. But, of course, it's live radio. You got to roll with the punches and availability of our great guest that we just had on in the last segment, Melissa Level. So we're going to get to that as we get deeper and deeper into the show. But keep sending in your upset picks for week number 3. Cole and I will get to ours. Tolo Phil, he's taking Delaware plus 9.5 over Connecticut. We've got a bunch of other texts that are coming in as well.
Let's
we
go.
Will get to those.
I'm going to have mine around 5, I think.
Okay.
5 o'clock.
Okay, I like it.
I have no confidence right now in mine, but we'll see.
But speaking of confidence, these two gentlemen who are joining us on the show, their teams ought to have a team ought to have a lot of confidence as they just picked up their first playoff win in franchise affiliate history. Ian Unsworth, broadcast and media relations manager of the Hub City Spartanburgers, and Andrew Sellover. Andrew, help us out and want to make sure that we're spelling that or pronouncing that correctly.
You nailed it, guys.
Let's go.
You nailed it.
Right on. Let's go.
Nailed it.
We're good at this.
Guys, I know you guys are on the road headed up towards Bowling Green, Kentucky. Whereabouts are you?
In the middle of nowhere. We passed through Knoxville.
We actually just stopped at the world's largest Buc-ee's in Naperville, Tennessee.
Yeah. So we I thought every Buc-ee's was the world's largest Buc-ee's.
Oh, this thing is like a shrine to consumerism, fellas. It is unreal.
I love it. This is awesome. We're talking to Ian Unsworth and Andrew Sellover of the Hub City Spartanburgers right here on the Fan Upstate after the big win last night. Playoff baseball, not only back, the Spartanburgers getting it done last night at Fifth Third Park. What stood out to both of you? You can answer this first, Ian, and then go to Andrew. But what stood out to you and why last night's win was not only so significant, but what the Spartanburgers can continue to build on?
I think first and foremost, the pitching was excellent. Chad Comer has touted his pitching staff all year as a group that's kept his team in games and won plenty of games for an offense that at times this year has floundered. It hasn't been a full, consistent 130 games of production throughout the regular season for the offense. But the arms last night were fantastic. Dylan McClain started it off super sharp, retired the first 70 face, and only gave up three hits, one run. And all things considered, when it's your first playoff game in a new stadium, you will take four innings of one-run ball every day of the week. The cool thing about the minor league playoffs is since you're only playing three-game series, you can kick some starters back to the bullpen, and those guys come out with elevated levels of stuff. And Aiden Curry did just that. He pitched three innings scoreless, strikeouts all over the place, five of them in total, and his fastball was peaking at 95, 96, 92 to 94 range. And then last but not least, out of the bullpen, you got Victor Simeone, who had two strikeouts in a big scoreless eighth. He stranded to a board. Adrian Rodriguez punched the side to finish out the ball game in the ninth, and the crowd was rocking when those strikeouts came.
And guys, when you talk about offense in the postseason, right, you've got to come up in a couple big spots and get the big swings. And it wasn't top draft picks or anything like that did it last night for Hub City. It's new additions to the team, underdogs on this roster, 1-9. They contributed a 20-year-old from Mexico, Antonis Macias, batting in the leadoff spot for the first time all season with a sacrifice fly to give them a 2-1 lead in the fifth. And then Maxton Martin, another 20-year-old on this team who got promoted in the last couple of months. He comes up with an RBI to give you insurance with two outs in the eighth inning. So instead of a 2-1 lead, it's a 3-1 lead, and a little more comfortable for that pitching staff to get the final three outs.
Talking to Ian Unsworth and Andrew Sellover of the Hub City Spartanburgers. Help me out, guys, because I genuinely don't know the answer to the question. Obviously, with the nature of minor league baseball, the team is a vehicle to send players up and to send players down. It's not the majors where lineups are fairly stable, and teams truly are playing in the here and now. What does the team, what does the franchise, what does the affiliate actually get for making the playoffs and making a run? Like, what's in it for the team other than the joy of winning postseason ball?
Well, overall, you always want to see your affiliate succeed from a top-down perspective. As Rangers Director of Player Development, Josh Bonifay, will be with the team throughout the entire playoff race. So that's a big positive for these players that are performing well on the big stages. And high A baseball isn't the major league level, but I think even all the way down to high school, middle school, little league baseball, when you step up into big moments, there are certain guys that have the ice in their veins, and there are certain guys that don't necessarily. So the Rangers staffers and someone who's got a lot of influence on promotions and the like are going to see what the Hub City Spartanburgers roster has in these clutch moments firsthand. And from a Rangers perspective, a 30,000-foot view, I think it's a big positive for the org to see that for a team in a brand-new place, a lot of these guys had never heard of Spartanburg, South Carolina before the season started, and now they have made it home. They have drawn a fan base of 5,000 plus out to the stadium multiple times this year, and these fans have fallen in love with the guys, so the Rangers know that they picked a great spot for the affiliate. And now, since the team is succeeding and in the postseason, the Rangers know that what they're doing organizationally from a development standpoint in spring training, from putting together a coaching staff that really keeps this group cohesive throughout the year, even with new additions after promotions, what the Rangers are doing from an organizational stance is really working in high A, even though
the location, the franchise is brand new.
And we get to talk to the players, obviously, you know, during batting practice throughout the week. Talking to them in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season when they're kind of going head-to-head against Greenville, just 45 minutes down the road for that playoff spot, right, instead of their own personal success, they're talking about, we want to make the playoffs, we want to give this city that's embraced us a chance to see postseason baseball. And the game's managed like that down the stretch, too. Dylan Drawing, who was a second-round pick last year, he started the last 22 games of the regular season. So they're definitely playing to win these baseball games as opposed to maybe middle of the year where it's a lot more about development.
Ian, what part of the Rangers organization watches and monitors these, especially in particular with the Hub City Spartanburgers? You talked about the spring training and then obviously the end season performances. And you know, we all know that somebody is in charge of seeing the evaluation of these players and prospects when it comes to bringing them up and bringing them down. But when you talk about like seeing how your clubs are doing at the lower levels when it comes to success and postseason success, is that something that the Texas Rangers organization really evaluates and really values when it comes to this run that the Burgers could make in the postseason?
I would think so. You look at the Rangers team that won the World Series back in 2023. They had some young studs on that team that they called up in the middle of the year, a Wyatt Langford, a Evan Carter. Those guys made immediate impacts right when they popped on the scene. And so bringing up young talent is not something the Rangers will shy away from if it gets them closer to the postseason. To answer the question on who's watching, it's a lot of the higher-ups in the minor league side of the organization, like a farm director, a director of minor league ops, Stosh Hoover, who will also be with the team in Bowling Green. Those two are kind of the king and the prince of the system, if you want to call it that. And then throughout the season, the Spartanburgers have had multiple Rangers coordinators on the hitting side, on the pitching side, on the athletic training side, on the strength and conditioning side, mental performance coaches, data analytics and research and development. All of those people filter through Spartanburg throughout the season. Even Rangers general manager Ross Fenstermaker has come to Spartanburg and seen how Hub City operates and seen what the fan base enjoys and seen the facilities, which as you guys know, are top class. But all of those people come through and get a peek at Fifth Third Park and also get to see guys play in person. And so now that we're in the postseason and these performances really matter to make some history, the top-notch guys want to be here to see the Spartanburgers do it.
You know, guys, we get to bring on Chad Comer, the manager, and Tyson Jeffers, the GM of the Spartanburgers. And I'm sure all of you would probably have a different answer to this question, but at what point did the special nature of what this season is and what this affiliate franchise is to be in a new stadium in a city that's got some history with baseball but hasn't had it for a little while and to have the success, like at what point did you have to pinch yourself and say, oh my God, this is real?
I think after the regular season ended, right? Like you went into Sunday in the regular season finale not knowing if the Spartanburgers would be in the postseason, right? They went into the final day of a 132-game season trying to make the playoffs. And then in a four-hour span, you go from these guys playing in a game with a lot more pressure than most of them have ever played in to these guys celebrating with champagne and all of that for a lot of these guys the first time, right? Clinching a spot to play postseason baseball. And so to get to see that celebration kind of culminate this whole first year, I think is one moment you point to. I would also say Ian and I were having this conversation, 2 hours ago in this 6-hour road trip that we've got going about, you know, how sustainable is it? You saw opening week, like you knew the fans were going to turn out for that, right? But then over the course of a season, as the newness factor wears off, right, how will this city embrace minor league baseball being back? Look at the attendance, look at the fan base, and look at the results, right? It felt like every Friday, Saturday night, it's 4,000 to 5,000 fans, and they're packing the place. And so as you saw the stability of that continue, I think, over the course of the season, that's what I would point to.
My favorite moment of the season was a couple Sundays back, the last game against Greenville, when the Spartan Burgers got down early, came back and won 9-8. And the Greenville-Spartanburg drive against Burgers rivalry all year has delivered. I mean, they've been some of the closest games of the season. There's been some wild moments, like a 7-run comeback for the Spartanburgers, only to lose in extra innings, walk-off homers, all that stuff when the teams are 45 minutes away. And there are two fan bases in one ballpark, which you don't see a whole lot in minor league baseball. Usually, the travel's far enough, the fan bases don't spread widely enough to where you go to a ballpark, it's the home team's fans, and maybe some people that are just interested in getting a bobblehead here and there. But that is not the case when the Drive and Spartanburgers match up. It feels like you really have a regional rivalry, and I think that's something that's going to carry on even from fathers to sons and through families.
Ian, I want to ask this question because I'm sure there's somebody in the audience right now, whether it be Spartanburg, Greenville, or Anderson, that's curious as to how these playoffs work for somebody that just got in the car and that are just hearing this interview with you and Andrew. Talk us through the format. Like, if somebody just got in the car, they're hearing the Burgers want a playoff game. What does the next few games look like? What happens if they continue to win? Is there any chance they could be back at Fifth Third Park? And what is the ultimate goal for somebody that may not have any idea how postseason baseball works at this level?
All right, the Spartanburgers are ring-chasing, folks. I think that's pretty clear at this point. They already won Game 1 against Bowling Green, and these series are not best of sevens. They're not best of fives. You're playing wild card series here. These are best of three. And so the South Atlantic League is split into two divisions. You got the North and the South. The South division, comprised of six teams, is now set up to where Bowling Green, hosting Hub City, has to win the next two games to keep the Spartanburgers from advancing onto the championship. If Hub City wins either Thursday or Friday, they will play either Brooklyn or Greensboro. Yes, I know the Greensboro Grasshoppers in North Carolina are somehow in the North Division. That you can make sense of that how you will. The other teams up there are in Maryland, they're in New Jersey, they're in Delaware, and they're in New York. I don't know. They don't pay me to make those divisions. So, the winner of the North Division's three-game series, Brooklyn won Game 1 over Greensboro, then hosts the winner of the South Division for Game 1. So say the Spartanburgers, we don't really have any wood in Andrew's car here to knock on, but say the Spartanburgers take the divisional series, win the South Division, you play Game 1 on the road, that's on Sunday, you travel Monday, and then Games 2 and 3 would be at Fifth Third Park Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wow.
How about that?
So real quick, to be clear, tell everybody one more time who we're pulling for. In order for that to happen in terms of getting more playoff baseball at Fifth Third Park?
So it doesn't really matter. As long as the Spartanburgers take care of business, win one game in Bowling Green, there is a chance to clinch a South Atlantic League championship in the team's very first season right at home in downtown Spartanburg.
Yep. As long as they win either Thursday or Friday, a guaranteed game at Fifth Third Park next Tuesday, and then Game 3 Wednesday.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Guys, you forgot to also make it make sense of how teams from Brooklyn and Maryland and those areas are in the South Atlantic League North. It's fun.
Yeah, we've got a little conflicting reports there, right?
Guys, we appreciate your time as always, and be safe driving up there. Of course, we'll be rooting for you, and hopefully the Burgers lock it up
tomorrow.
And we won't have to worry about this anymore.
Thanks, guys.
Of course, fellas. We'd love to have you out next week.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely, man. Fantastic stuff. A lot of excitement in Spartanburg, and man, that's going to be a lot of fun if they can somehow, some way get one more game to their point at home. Appreciate them hopping on. Well, that was fun. Two of them same time, man. A little double trouble there.
You know, it was like a 2v2, you know. I wonder, Cole, if Major League baseball could look at what's happening here in Greenville, Spartanburg, two cities that are just closely tied together, but, you know, 40 miles apart, and say, you know what, maybe that is a recipe that we could duplicate in other places. I know that the situation we have here is unique, right? And normally you have one big city with a couple of small cities and small towns that circle around it, whereas in the upstate we got two good-sized cities that can support two different teams. So I wonder if they would look at that and say, you know what, in the instances where it might fit, it might be right, this is a recipe for building a really, really strong fan base in two close-by areas. That'd be a lot of fun.
It really would. This Brent Key audio, by the way, if you hadn't heard, Clemson fans, this was strange yesterday. Brent Key was not a was not his normal self. Brent Key was very short. Brent Key was full Bill Belichick New England Patriots mode yesterday. Again, they're getting ready for the biggest game of the season against Clemson, and Brent Key was short and sweet yesterday with the media. We'll have that audio for you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Going to get to this audio from Brent Key. We may have to push it back to the next segment because it is something, that's for sure. But first, let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. Dylan in Fountain Inn. What's up, Dylan?
Oh, it's Delvin. I'm sorry about that.
Delvin. No, you're good, man. You're good. What's up, Delvin?
Yeah, my LCP. I'm going with – I don't want to see a coach get fired, but if this happens, he's going to end up getting fired. I'm going with Old Dominion plus 7.5 over Gene Tech. It could be Brent Pry last game.
We talked about that one yesterday.
Yeah.
Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Could you see them going 0-3 to start the season, though, Delvin?
The way they – did you see the way they played, man?
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. They hadn't been good, especially in that second half.
But you don't think there's a little of that in-state, we don't want to lose to little brother who's also here in the state of Virginia?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but then you got a little brother say, hey, we want to beat y'all like we did a couple years ago, and may cost Brent Pry's job.
Thanks, Delvin.
Good
appreciate
call, Delvin.
You.
Appreciate
you.
Good stuff. All right, this audio from Brent Key. You listen and you react. He was not talkative.
All right, we got a new target this week. We hit our mark last week. Mission hadn't changed for this football team. This target's it's a big one, biggest one up to this point. Big challenge for us. We're in the middle of preparation. We're busy preparing and working on a plan, and we'll be ready to go on Saturday. Any questions?
Scott?
Could you update kind of where Haynes is at and just how he's feeling going into this week?
Yeah, he looks good, feels good. We'll make determination this weekend.
Chad?
I wanted to ask you about Malachi Carney. I think he told a story in the preseason. He chased down a DB on an interception. Can you tell us that story and then just how bright his future is for this program?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was an interception in a practice, and he did what you're supposed to do and ran after it and chased it down and saved a touchdown.
Coach, obviously every game's a big one. Clemson, just given the nature of the rivalry, how good they've been over the last decade, the fact Tech hasn't beaten them in almost over a decade. Is there any extra weight that you put into a game like this, knowing that the eyes of the country potentially are on this, saying that, hey, Georgia Tech could be a serious contender this year?
No. Every game's a challenge, and this is the next challenge, and it's a big one.
So that is what Brent Key had to say, Diesel, and is the Brent Key you and I both know and have talked to and have heard. A little bit different of a mantra, a little bit different of an attitude. Is that focus? Is that what is that?
I don't know. It sounds like an interview we had in the last 24 hours or so. It's hard to pull information out of Brent Key. Look, I think maybe he's just so laser focused and his mind is not on being in a meeting room fielding questions from the media. He's probably like, this is asinine. I'd rather be in my office talking to my coaches, game planning, figuring out how to beat Clemson. This is the only thing that he is singularly focused on right now. And you are annoying me by making me take time away from that.
I don't know, man. It seems as if Georgia Tech might be ultra-focused. It seems as if Georgia Tech might be a team that can really take that focus. And look, I know the biggest storyline is quarterback Haynes King, that injury, and not playing last week. And obviously his status, Brent Key just said, you heard in that audio, that they're going to evaluate him all week long and see where he's at. We all know that if Georgia Tech, somehow, some way wants to take down Clemson, Haynes King's got to be healthy, and he's got to be available. If he's not, obviously this game's a different story. So that's number one. But number two, if he's a healthy option, close to 100%, you just feel like that this Brent Key that we've come to know is going to have his team focused and not going to be too high or too low. I think Saturday's game is huge, man.
Yeah, and with all due respect to the redshirt freshman quarterback that is backing up Haynes King, this is the best situation Brent Key is going to have at Georgia Tech, maybe for the next couple of years. I mean, you've got a sixth-year guy who's been around your program for a long time. He knows it in and out. It seems as if your roster is as stacked as it can be at Georgia Tech. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to get it. And, you know, everybody knows that famous Eminem lyric, this is your chance. Don't miss it, which I just butchered that lyric, by the way. But it's hard to think when there's people making announcements over your head. But, you know, this is their chance to get it, and he is singularly focused on that.
No doubt. Should be fun. We'll see.
And Tolos, here it is, your opportunity. We're now going to take the time in the next segment, really blast it out for the next 15 minutes, getting your upset picks for week number three in. Cole and I are going to give ours. Have you even decided on yours yet?
Okay. Nope, not yet.
Well, you got 7 minutes, and Tolos, keep them coming. 844-326-3663. We'll get to your upset picks next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.